You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. If your mother is anything like mine, she told you breakfast was the most important meal of the day. In my case, she was usually saying that to my back as I was rushing out the door to school with a piece of toast clutched in one hand and my book bag in the other. Well, as I've gotten older, I appreciate breakfast more. One could argue about the meal's relative importance, but most of us would agree that it's one of the best and cheapest meals to have out. And as Lake Effect Dining contributor Ann Christensen tells Dan Harmon, the greater Milwaukee metro area offers some wonderful options, even for weekday breakfasts.
We talked about this, and the initial discussion was, do we cover breakfast or do we cover brunch? Because to me, those are two different things. You breakfast during the week, you brunch on the weekends. Generally, if you're eating breakfast during the week and you try to do this before work, it has to be at a place that opens by 6, 7, 8 a.m. because you got to get to work. And I know a lot of people that really enjoy doing that. And these are people that do work. There are obviously plenty of people that don't work and like to have breakfast. But that being said, I think it was important to do this story and include some brunch places. Brunch only, weekend brunch only places, and so they're in there in the story as well.
And did you have any food parameters that you were working within? Like, do they have to have certain egg items? I mean, I know there's some pretty offbeat items I've noticed, or some things you don't find in most places, like a basted egg. You don't see that in many places.
I wasn't looking for anything specific, but I loved seeing things that you don't see that often. You know, breakfast pizzas are getting to be, I guess, a little more common. It was a special that I found at Blue's Egg. They tend to do some more unusual things. Hopple Popple, which you'll see at a place like Benji's or Joe's Cafe. They're now doing that at Blue's. A lot of places are just trying to, mix it up a little bit. You know, instead of straight up Eggs Benedict, they're using salmon or crab, something along those lines. So, always looking for something different.
Yeah. So what about, as far as I know, the place you really go to get breakfast, if you can't find anywhere else, is a hotel that has a restaurant. Did that factor in at all? I mean, there's at least one on here that is a hotel, Cafe at the Plaza.
Right.
But nowhere else. I mean, what is it about that one that was worth a mention?
I find their food to just be consistently good. I mean, to me, that was a parameter that I needed to, fill. basically, you go to a place over and over and it's coming, the food is coming out just the same way each time. Good. It's hot. It's prepared, executed well, and it's made as described on the menu. You know, I mean, the thing isn't completely different from what they're advertising on the menu. And I mean, honestly, I have to say there are definitely places where you cannot rely on there. You can't rely on something being consistent all the time, and that to me is a problem. And the food needs to come out hot. I mean, a nice hot breakfast.
And Cafe at the Plaza, that place comes up a lot.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, if you think about just the charm of the place, too, it's an old Art Deco. And the lunch counter, they have beautiful lunch counters. You can sit there and kind of hang out with other people you don't know, or you can get a little table. So, I don't know, there's something about that place that has a certain ongoing charm for me.
Well, you broke this down by areas of town, which is pretty helpful. What was maybe we can talk about one or two places in each part of town, like, for example, downtown. Not something that you really think of as a breakfast spot? I mean, it's more of a lunch thing for the 9-to-5 crowd?
Yeah. We just mentioned, obviously, Cafe at the Plaza. I think that is really my favorite place if you're going downtown. And you can get in there by 7 a.m. and have some breakfast. On the weekends, people tend to be thinking more about a more elaborate type of brunch or breakfast type of thing. I love Buckley's for brunch, which is over on Cass Street, and also Harbor House, which to me, to include any kind of brunch, I mean, or doing any kind of list of brunches, you have to have at least one that is like no holds barred buffet style brunch where you can get all your calories for the entire day in this one meal, or perhaps calories for the week. So I thought that, between the atmosphere at Harbor House and the way they actually present the buffet, which is really excellent, I wanted to include that as well.
And do you have to do the buffet or can you order off the menu?
You really have to do the buffet, but you can order some other things off the menu. I don't know that you would want to. There's so much to choose from, but there are menu items you can order aside from the buffet.
All right. And what about near downtown, like the Third Ward? Anything that's noteworthy in that part of town, or did you include that as downtown?
Yeah, that would be included in downtown. Walker's Point, if you start going south to Walker's Point, I like Zach's. And that's, to me, they're, you know, that's the type of place that it's kind of a classic. I mean, they don't get a little too, you know, out of the norm in terms of what they offer. You know, it's Eggs Benedict, omelets, pancakes, those types of things. But again, sort of done quickly. You get your food. You know, it's, you know, sort of this crowd-pleasing type of menu. So I like Zach's just for the consistency of it, and also just it's within everybody's kind of familiarity zone.
And it's a really nice space.
Yeah.
A theme I noticed as I was reading through this is something I call the heyday of breakfast or the heyday of brunch. And to me, it seems like it's passed, or it has passed. Maybe we're entering another one where you seems like that was the thing to do, was to go like at the Knickerbocker before they went to current form. You know,
yes.
There are these older restaurants, if you will, and brunch was a big thing. And then our restaurant scene exploded in a way, and it seems like it lost its way for a while. And now I think you have places like Zach's where they're kind of replicating what went missing but isn't missing anymore.
That's interesting. You know, and yet I think there are places like Benji's, which has been doing breakfast, like, you know, not just in the morning, but all day breakfast, to me is like kind of a quintessential hasn't changed, hasn't needed to change type of breakfast place. But I know what you're saying, because I think about places like Pandles in Bayside, which that restaurant is no longer in business, but it was sort of a rite of passage. You'd go there for a holiday, or you'd go there on a Sunday, and it would be like a really a special occasion type of thing. And I think that to me, like, especially if you talk about brunches, there was a time when the brunch seemed to be more of a special occasion type of thing. And I think it's much more of a standard, we're going to go out and do this every weekend, which I think has included a lot more casual restaurants and restaurants that are just offering boozy brunches, you know, where you've got Bloody Marys, you've got mimosas, but you've even got breakfast cocktails that are very, very different. So it's become, I think, it's just maybe it's defined a little bit differently, you know, than it used to be.
Hmm. Yeah, it seems like it sort of lost its way for a while, and the new restaurateurs are...
They're just doing it their own
way.
Doing
their own way, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And one such place to me is Trocadero. We're skipping around parts of town here,
yeah.
But they were, I think, one of the places you went for brunch. And then they underwent some changes and a renovation, I believe. And now they're back with kind of a new take on brunch.
I think partly it is that they have a new chef there as well, a fairly new chef. And that's a place where, you know, again, this is kind of a trend. I hate to use the term, but it's sort of true. Where, you know, you go in, you can get just eggs and bacon if you really want to, or you can get a breakfast skillet. You know, here, you know, one of the things we actually included here was something called the quinoa skillet, you know, which aside from the egg is a vegetarian dish, right? So you've got in this case, it's quinoa, butternut squash, you've got an egg on top, you have sort of an interesting little sauce, and it's served in a skillet. That's very different, you know. But, you know, my theory is you could really do almost anything at breakfast. If you put an egg on it,
yeah.
It becomes breakfast.
I did notice quite a few burgers that had eggs on them.
Yes, yeah. Like hangover burgers, breakfast burgers, yeah.
All right.
I have no problem with that.
Well, at Trocadero, they also have something. This is something I've never really seen anywhere, which is the peanut butter creme anglaise.
Yes, yeah. That's delicious. I mean, I think that, you know, you could do some serious damage to yourself just by doing brunch every week or breakfast and brunch every week.
Right.
I say that jokingly, but with, you know, knowing that I was doing a lot of this research, and I'd be like, wow,
it's
I don't really need lunch. No.
All right. Well, back to, now we're bopping around town, but back to Walker's Point, there is one place that has a Monday only brunch, which I thought was interesting.
Yes, and I'm a big fan of it. It's the Noble, which is on 2nd Street, same street as Zach's. You're going to have a whole, this is kind of becoming a little restaurant row in a way too. And this particular restaurant is normally just open for dinner, and they have, they kind of target it or describe it as a service industry, like restaurant service industry brunch, right? So they're open, it's just served from like maybe 11 to 4 on Mondays. And it's fun. It's a really fun little brunch, and they do specials. you know, they have things that, you know, like when I was there, they had a pork chop, a bone-in pork chop over fettuccine noodles. You know, that isn't something that you normally think of as maybe a brunch item. But then they have these almost like a, I guess it's, I would call it somewhat like a hopple popple, but it's a skillet. It's basically an egg skillet that has chicken in it. It's real in bacon and eggs. And it's a really rich, but they have all, you know, they have a number of different items that you might, they're just a little bit different from what you might expect. Again, I just like that they think a little bit out of the box.
And you don't have to be a server at a restaurant to go there to enjoy it.
No, you don't. But, you know, you might see a lot of service industry people there.
Okay. Maybe you can run into a server you've seen for a while. You can let them know what you think about
yes,
them.
Yes, right. That is true.
Either way. All right. Well, something I'll get some flack for this, but it seems like everything in Bayview is booming. New restaurants and new apartment building, and there's not really a lot of brunch spots. I mean, there's Lulu's and, well, where else is there?
Palomino, Central is doing brunch. Honey Pie does a brunch. It's kind of it's not a huge menu, but they do it. Yeah, you know, maybe that's something that, you know, more restaurants are going to do. I think that especially in neighborhoods where you have a lot of single people and maybe they're in their 20s and 30s, they go out drinking the night before. Brunch is kind of like either the way you continue the night before or you kind of sober up from the night before. I'm really being facetious here, but you know what I'm saying. I think brunch is kind of it's becoming like as essential to a restaurant as a fish fry might be or used to be. You know, like you'd go to a place and you'd be like, oh, they have to have a Friday night fish fry.
Well, Bayview is also it's so low key. I wonder if brunch is just a low key thing there.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's not. You're probably not going to see a big buffet style brunch down there. That's like, hey, $40 all you can eat. Crab legs, you know, the whole nine yards. I don't think you're going to see that, but I could be wrong.
Stranger things have happened.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me just ask you, I know maybe it's a cliche question, but where would you take an out-of-towner to brunch if you just had to pick maybe one or two places in the city that just are standouts?
And breakfast or brunch or either?
Pick one for breakfast, one for brunch.
Yeah. You know, Blue's Egg, I talk about it a lot. You know, other media covers it just because it's really good. I don't. It's hard to, you know, think of breakfast and not think about going to Blue's Egg. And that being said, a lot of people go there. And it's hard to get in on weekends. But if you have a little time during the week or if you can go for lunch, that's a great place to go. Bring a guest there. Bring a visitor. I think it's really worth trying. They do a lot of really interesting stuff. I think they take it very seriously, but not in a pretentious sort of way, but just in a, hey, we're going to do interesting things. We're going to do them really well. So for breakfast, I would definitely say go there. For brunch, you know, if you really want to just throw caution to the wind, you know, wear the, you know, elastic waist pants. Maybe it is Harbor House for their, you know, all you can eat buffet style brunch. Or, you know, perhaps it's Buckley's, which is very, it's almost kind of elegant in its way, but casual at the same time. I also have to, another place that I have to mention, because I really am a big fan of it, is the North Avenue Grill out in Wauwatosa. We haven't really talked about West Side. And I think that's kind of it's definitely a standout. If you drive past on a summer afternoon on the weekends, people are waiting outside to get a table. And it's partly because of food. It's really, again, consistently good. Portions are large. It's not overpriced. It's very affordable. Really friendly people. And they have really great breakfast quesadillas.
Okay, great. Well, one other part of town that we haven't mentioned is River West. And a place that I always have a little soft spot for is the River West Co-op.
Yeah.
If you have some patience, because it's really small and you might end up waiting, but it's a really interesting little space.
It is, you know, and it's one of those things where if I go there, I often take it to go because there aren't a lot of places to sit. But honestly, the biggest pancakes you will ever have. They're delicious if you want something really carb heavy. They do a vegetarian bibimbap, which is delicious. I've rarely been disappointed by their food. But you kind of have to cut them a little bit of slack. If you have a little time to wait, you know, stuff is made to order. Not a lot of room in there, but I I like it. I really like their food. If we're in River West too, you can't forget Cafe Corazon on the weekends. Really put out a nice brunch and an excellent breakfast burger.
Well, thanks, Anne. Maybe we'll meet for breakfast sometime.
Excellent. Thank you.
Lake Effect contributor Anne Christensen is dining critic for Milwaukee Magazine, and she writes the Dish on Dining blog. She spoke with Dan Harmon. We'll take one last break and then return with a conversation with writer James Magruder about his book of stories, Let Me See It. Stay tuned for more of Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.